This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, Nadpoles. Caldwell here to talk to you about Hero Forge, the best place to get fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from. I actually just built a version of my Underdark Gnome Illusion Wizard, Kraslow, for use in a home game my friend has been running, and it was incredibly fun getting to scroll through all the options and details to bring this mage-handed menace to life. Their easy-to-use design tools let you build your perfect miniature online using a fully 3D, in-depth character creator right in your browser. Oh, and before you ask, yes, Hero Forge has goggles, and yes, Kraslow is wearing them. So, if you've been thinking about splurging on a miniature for your D&D campaign, wait no longer, because May 2nd to May 9th, Hero Forge is having a spring sale. You can get 10% off all physical miniatures and free shipping, including international shipping, on all orders. The figures are tiny, but the savings are huge. To take advantage of this great offer, visit HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature today, and check back often because new content is added every week. Ooh, good to know. Kraslow just got a hat of vermin in the campaign, and I really want to find an annoying top hat for him to wear to represent that. In the meantime, that's it for me. Thanks for listening, and happy forging.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast.
Welcome back to Bohemia, everyone.
Bohemia.
Bohemia.
Yeehaw.
I am your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy. Thank you. Joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Hard one, sure foot.
Emily Axford.
Moonshine Sabin. Sweet little lass with a side of sass. Kicking ass in a thinking cap.
And of course, Caldwell Tanner.
Beverly Togold the Fifth, an absolute mad lad who goes around collecting dads. Woo! Kalu Kalay!
Kalu Kalay! Ooh, we're rowdy tonight, gang. Yeah, I like it. I love it.
Manchester's popping off. Okay.
All right. Guys, let's get right into it. So this is going to be a non-canonical side quest starring the Band of Boobs. They are between adventures right now, kind of just chilling on the SS Stormborn.
As we do.
Bumping some tunes. Do you guys have any tunes in mind that you were bumping?
I keep trying to suggest Weird Owlbear and get shut down.
That's right, because we're blasting.
He's funny, but we're trying to just kind of hang out, Bev. You always just keep saying it's funny because it's about food, and we're like, we know.
I just think some of the parodies are funnier than the original songs.
The 25th time, it's actually not funny anymore.
The parodies are funnier than the original song, Bev? Yes.
Sometimes they're better quality, too. Pursuit of Crappiness. It's funny. It's about the toilet.
It does take Cuddy a long time to get into it. Surprisingly long intro to that song.
That's Ratatat's fault.
Oh, dear. Well, do you have any ideas for songs we should play?
Oh, yeah. We're playing a Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, sorry. Do you mean Green Teen Dirtbag?
Yes.
Yeah, Dirtbag.
It's the same song, except they apologize for being dirty.
So you guys are flying over the sea along the western edge of Bohemia. You're day drinking. It's still early. Okay. The sun reflects off the beautiful blue ocean and its calm waves. Seabirds are flying alongside your boat while chubby little puffins float over the sea below.
No, she doesn't know what she's missing.
I awaken a puffin.
I was afraid this might happen. And yet, I put a puffin there. Wasn't it isn't 8 hour casting time to awaken a puffin?
I did stock it today just to fuck with you. Yeah, it's 8 hours. Can we take 8 hours and awaken a puffin?
We're not doing anything.
Yeah. It's a walking day.
You guys take a full morning and afternoon. You fly super low. You snatch up a puffin.
While you cast... I'm snatching it up, I'm saying, this is for the best, okay? I'm not stealing you. I'm awakening you.
hey, look, this bird looks attracted to me.
Flying away from Hard One and to Moonshine.
Hark, I have a relationship with this bird. Come to me, my feathered friend.
You cast Awaken. It takes a full day. It is evening. It's like 4 o'clock. The puffin is as intelligent as a normal human now.
I'm adding super smart puffin to my character sheet.
Sweet.
Bravo. Bravo.
The puffin awakens and goes, oh, I feel stressed now. It feels kind of wasted. Me just kind of flying around trying to eat fish and stuff.
I give him a sword. Oh,
this is still far too heavy for me, but...
I give him my sword.
Starts to fly away.
Hey, goes,
oh, I can keep this now. I get stealing.
Fly free, young puppet.
Oh, no.
Go.
Balnor, give me your sword.
What? So you guys see, after a bit, you do have a super smart puffin now.
What's your name, puffin?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I never really had a name. Do you want to give me one?
No. Well, I awakened you so you could choose your own name.
Oh,
I was going to say Peter, but that's way better.
I guess if I had to pick one, I would say Peter.
Peter the puffin. It's perfect because it's an alliteration.
It's beautiful.
You're a poet.
Peter.
It's too late.
His name is Peter.
Peter has spoken.
It's
he respects Peter's wishes.
So, guys, after a bit, you see a different type of bird. A raven flutters up to the deck. It is not caw-caw, so don't even ask.
Caw-caw's living his best life far from here.
Far.
A raven flutters up to the deck with a little note tied around its foot. And Peter goes, oh, that's fun. You could just have notes tied to your foot.
You're a smart bird, Peter.
You know, I'm new to this whole thing. I comprehend languages. I know how to read because I have average intelligence. Do you know how to read? Just because I talk in a silly voice doesn't mean I'm dumb, motherfucker.
I pick up my hammer.
You know what? I step back. Go at it.
Protect me, Mom.
Okay. He called me Mom. Hard One, you must fight me.
I holster my hammer.
Sometimes you get whomped by a bird. Just how it happens.
Beverly grabs the note. You unroll the note, and it reads, oh, to my dearest, poorest, dirty little friends.
Did he write out
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
Is written as if it were a comma.
I study it and accept that this is a normal thing in writing. I'm learning every day.
I write to you in crisis. Honestly, I wouldn't reach out to you otherwise. Could you imagine me writing you guys a letter?
Wow, that one was all caps.
Anyway, since the hostile takeover of Gladeholm by the Crick Elves, my family has...
Revisionist history.
I rip up the letter.
My family has lost out on a number of investments. If things continue as they stand now, we're at risk at becoming only the 11th richest family in all of Bohemia. That would take us out of the top 10. Seeing as we are on the verge of being destitute, I have found something that could save my family. There is a temple on our summer island
That is too dangerous and dirty to explore without some poor people with me. If you will aid me in this quest, I'll share a cut of the treasure with you. There is said to be an idol there. Made of pure arcanium, an ancient element that could create powerful spell components. If you decline to help, I'll probably just hire some mercenaries and take the treasure all for myself, enough to, like, use a wish spell so I can wish to, like, you know, end world poverty, a.k.a., you know, get rid of all the poor people. Ta-ta, Ren.
This letter's a threat.
Yeah, yeah, he threatens to make poor people disappear if we don't help him.
Some death stakes.
I'm not going to lie. If we enter into this contract, there's a world where we just keep everything for ourselves.
I'm not above it.
Yeah, we could accidentally lose him in a cave. No problem.
What do you think, Peter?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I really have no context for this relationship.
Oh, really? Because that letter was really indicative of him as a person.
The letter was rude. Is there any reason you would help a person who would speak to you like that? Although it sounds like they have access to powerful spells. You wouldn't want, you know, I don't know. I'm a bird.
You know, the Council of Peter Puffin never fails to help the old noodle get moving.
Leader Peter, as we call him.
Leader Peter, I think you're right. We should help him.
Noah Peter, would you like a tiny fish?
Yeah. I was down there looking for food. That's pretty much all I did before. But now I think about how I got to wake up tomorrow and I don't really have a purpose in life.
I take the fish and I dip it in creek water.
Don't eat that entire thing, Leader Peter.
Oh, fish!
Eats it, immediately starts seizing.
This is actually pretty normal.
I see every color.
Okay, he's having a good time.
I feel more awakened now.
See, now you don't have to worry about anything for like 6 hours.
Damn, I'm jealous.
As Peter the Puffin seizes on the deck of the SS Stormborn, you guys travel west into the sea, leaving the coast behind. You remember that when King Selinar Earwin stepped down after a peaceful uprising by the citizens of Gladeholm, he fled in shame to his quote-unquote summer castle on a private island. When he left, so did a lot of the other royals and rich folks around Gladeholm, including Ren and his family. So you see, as you fly west, you eventually find land. And this is not a single island. This is a series of them. You see, there is a huge one with a replica of Gladeholm Castle overlooking the sea. This looks to be the King's Island. You see him out on a private patio, sparring in full gold plate mail. Ta-ta! Frog on the water! Tiptoe in the candlelight!
Is it just me, or is he getting worse?
I think he is. I think I broke his spirit.
Yeah, you see an attendant is sparring against him, clearly having to, like, dive at his rapier to get hit. But the only island that comes close to this splendor is Ren's. You see a beautiful keep with glass windows built atop a cliff overlooking the ocean. Out on the balcony is a Bear Prince-style infinity hot tub. That turns into a steamy waterfall. You see various bungalows, outdoor taverns, and communal spaces on the beach. There are high elves lounging about, probably lesser members of Ren's family line or friends. You also see Ren down on the beach waving for you. Come down here, my friends!
Hey, Peter, leader, will you shit on that guy's head?
Yeah, real quick.
It's not really so much a puffin thing, but I could try.
It's actually more of a band of boobs thing, so.
Yeah, get on board.
Moonshine, do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You're going to go shit on Ren's head?
No, I'm not going to, but I am going to cast Maelstrom on the hot tub. I'm just kidding.
The hot tub fills with disease and bubbles over. Peter flies over and lets out a tiny shit onto Ren.
Attaboy.
Oh, ew, what? No, the puffins don't do this. I studied ornithology for like so long. So you guys land down on the beach. You see that Ren is still wearing the royal colors of Gladeholm, a silk robe in purple and gold and silver. He looks super tanned and relaxed, just like well rested. And he runs up to you. Oh my God, it's been terrible here. Oh.
Tell us all about your plot.
Well, we had 10 homes before, but now we only have 9.
We were in hell.
Yeah. Yeah, we've literally been
hell?
In
you
hell.
Mean like a Walmart or something?
Well, not indistinguishable.
Yeah.
You see, as he welcomes you, he goes like, okay, well, you guys are my honored guests, so could somebody bring our guests some fresh towels? you see...
Why do I need a towel this moment?
Ren looks super confused at Beverly, like Beverly would understand. What do you mean you don't need a towel?
Just take the towel. You take the towel.
It's a fresh towel.
It's a fresh towel.
Do you not want a towel?
I change into the towel.
Yeah, okay. And Air Elemental brings a towel over to Moonshine. Moonshine just starts getting naked. Oh, my God!
Am I doing it right?
Yeah, that's great. I also get naked and put on a towel.
Whoa, this is not okay.
No, I do it in that way where you, like, put the towel on first and then you take your pants off.
Sure.
Yeah. Just to clarify.
Beverly is 16.
Painstakingly put the towel around you and take your... full suit of plate mail on.
Yeah. The air elemental helps.
Yeah. Yeah, the air elementals. This feels weird.
You don't get paid to think, sir. Beverly's feeling way too at home on this island.
You see, yeah, this just feels like going on vacation, Bev. You're just like, this is just what happens. You see Ren waves to an elf that looks a lot like him. You met Ren's father when he tried to dismiss the Crick Elves from Gladeholm. You see he's this high elf with this like long, severe face, slicked back silver hair with nose just permanently pointed up in a scoff. And you see Ren goes, Father, you need to meet these people. Everyone, this is my father, Rin.
Can I charge at him and be like, it's a quick takeover. Just kidding. Hey, I'm Moonshine Sabin.
You see Rin fully shits himself. upon seeing a Crick Elf in a towel running at him saying it's a Crick takeover.
More towels here? Need some more towels over here?
Well, you see Rin looks kind of confused. Well, you're not high elf, so presumably you're the help, so why don't you go get us some fresh towels?
Who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
He's talking to all three of you. It's actually good. You know, we're going to need to do something to train this one. Points
to train
at Moonshine.
Me what?
What? Sorry?
To train me what?
To, like, go fetch fresh towels and whatnot. We usually have air elementals, but those we need to enchant and whatnot. We've been meaning to, like, call in some dwarfins.
I tabletop him.
You get down behind him. Somebody, Balnor pushes him. Pawpaw pushes him. This dude falls over. Ren goes, No, Papa, they're here. They're... Papa!
Wow, we got a pawpaw.
My little
and a
son! My papa! My son!
Oh no.
I stick the towels in my ears. Yeah.
No, Father, they're here to go with me to the temple. They're going to help fetch the idol. We're going to make a lot of money. Oh, you see Rin turns to you. Oh, you're going to help us make money? Welcome. You'll have to come to dinner later. We're going to have Puffin.
I put the towel in Peter's ears.
What is he talking about? Why would people eat a puffin?
Quiet, gentle bird.
Have some more of this, crickfish.
Eats and starts seizing again.
You'll be fine. Yes, I guess we're here to help you locate an idol or something.
Yeah, we're here sort of as mercenaries. Definitely going to take our cut, our share.
Obviously.
All right, well, you'll have to come by and spend some time in the Infinity Hot Tub if you're an investor.
Oh, yeah, we'd love... I have three ghost daddies that would love some time in there.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Just promise me you'll take a shower before we come up because you have shit yourself.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's some kind of decorum there.
Yeah, I was hoping kind of someone would just bring me a fresh towel, but it looks like I'm going to have to ask for one, even though I've shit myself so clearly. It kind of just rolls down the leg, you know, when you're wearing a robe. It's on the beach, honestly, kind of the problem solves
itself.
Yeah, just
shake it out, sir.
Yeah.
Huh. What is high elf cuisine that you're... that your business is so runny.
It's just puffing, really.
Okay.
What's he talking about?
You see, Ren goes, Papa, I don't know if we'll make it back in time for dinner. We might be gone all the way until dessert. We're going on an adventure. You see, he whips off his robe, and he's wearing a full silk Indiana Jones outfit.
Oh, that looks like my Halloween costume.
You know what, Ren? You can take my towel because I've actually never been drier.
A once fertile land.
Well played.
So you see, Ren puts on a big hat.
All right, let's go, gang. Ren's friends out. Uh-huh.
Hold on. I asked for the air elementals to get me a matching suit.
They conjure up a little Indiana Jones outfit for you.
Is there a whip?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I attach my sword to the end of the whip. Check this out. Whip-pop. Oh, no.
Just whips forward, just like the sword just clangs onto the ground, disappears into the sand.
I feel like if we found a good fruit tree, though, you could just like go nuts with that and make some fruit salad.
Oh, absolutely.
You're hell-bent on losing your sword this adventure, aren't you?
Peter, can you go get my sword?
Well, all right, I guess so.
Peter flies over and grabs a sword.
Oh, now I have the perspective to see that this is an expensive magic item. I could sell this for a lot. Give me 20 gold or I'll fly away with it.
Ren, give me 20 gold.
20 gold? I don't keep change on me.
I just grab Ren's hat and toss him at the puffin. Yeah,
it's just worth like 20 platinum.
Oh, my little hat!
This is Peter's hat now.
All right, fine. We'll have you for dinner later.
What's he talking about?
So Ren leads you guys off. You guys have been hanging out on the beach, this area that has been heavily affected by magic. Ren's family has used it to build various structures all around it, but now Ren leads you deeper into the island, and you enter a jungle, this forest of deep green with a lush canopy overhead, just a little bit of sunlight poking out and lighting your way. Eventually, you arrive at the stairs to a stone temple. The temple looks to be built into the side of a mountain, but it's impossible to see the whole thing because it's covered in moss and leaves. All you see is this long stairway leading to an archway. Over the door, there is a carving of a bullywug king. But it doesn't look quite like the swamp bullywugs you saw in Moonstone. It looks like a combination of crick bullywugs, swamp bullywugs, and scullywugs, like some kind of ancestral frogman. Under the carving of the frog, you see something written in a strange language. It's actually kind of close to Elvish, so anyone who knows Elvish can make a history check or a raw intelligence check and try to decipher what it says.
First roll in England? Is this the first roll?
First roll in England, baby.
Wow.
Sir?
Intelligence check, because they're so classy here.
So I get a plus zero to this. 12!
I went ahead and rolled, and I got a nat 20!
Woo! Can you read Elvish?
I can.
Wow.
So, I'm so schooled.
Beverly, you fully know the Bullywug language. And you see that the script says, you can stomp ants, you can squash bugs, but be kind to gullywugs.
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 These must be a distant ancestor of Bullywugs.
Look at that thing's teeth, my God.
Oh. Oh yeah, how are the teeth? Can you describe the teeth to us?
The teeth are perfect. There are too many of them.
How they all fit in there. Yes.
And of course, the Tom Cruise perfect center tooth.
They even got the
it's
perfect
so straight.
Center tooth.
It's seems so like centered.
It's so centered. There should be two there.
It's perfectly symmetrical. How dare you?
You're too goddamn symmetrical, sir.
You know what? We're up against too much. I turn around and go home. I can't go up against these smiles.
Some say that Pelor himself gave them that perfect center tooth as a gift.
Wow.
Pelor was an orthodontist, was he not?
That's how he made all his money.
Indeed. Going to medical school seemed like too much work.
Fuck you, dentist.
Okay, so I think going up these stairs, Ren, it seems like since you're sort of the leader here, you should go first.
Well, here's the thing. I have been here before, but then I saw a frog and I was like, ew.
Yeah, I think you should walk first.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check with disadvantage.
Can Papa make it just regular?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Papa gets in front and really starts hashing
it. 20.
Good Lord.
Ran into so a you guys have only coal mine.
You guys have only rolled nat 20 so far, right?
No, I rolled a 12 first.
Yeah. I'm not rolling anymore. I'm done.
So Ren's going to have to go
so
first
Ren
and
goes,
find all the traps for us.
Yeah, with you poor people by my side, I'm invincible. Ha ha!
And devil may care, Ren runs right into this temple. You see he disappears over like the lip of the last stair and you instantly hear just rocks moving and violence and explosions. Oh, help!
Okay, follow quickly, yes.
We run after Ren.
Everyone be careful of that stair.
Don't step where Ren stepped.
You guys run in. You see that Ren is already fighting. He is fighting a giant stone ant that looks like some kind of golem, a giant stone ladybug, and there is also a stone gullywug, this like bullywug-looking guard. And you see around the room, I mean, your eye is drawn to this because, like, Ren is already, I'm going to roll to see how close to dead he is because he's almost dead. You guys.
It's fine. We can heal him. It's better him than us.
You guys run into this throne room. You see it's about 200 feet long. You see it has extremely tall ceilings. It goes up and up and up. You see on the other side of the room, there's another long staircase that goes up to a platform where an empty throne sits, two lit sconces on each side. On the walls, you can see intricate carvings of these great gullywug warriors carrying spears, fighting different giant versions of bugs, menacing butterflies, ants, and ladybugs with huge mandibles dripping with poison. And then you also see on the wall behind the throne is a carving of the Gullywug King riding a huge dragon turtle. And you see the phrase, heed the ancient words under him. And yeah, Ren is, you see this ladybug and ant, like the ant has Ren pinned down and the ladybug is just like pounding on him with giant stone fists.
Okay,
die a slow death.
I need a real quick recount of the Scullywug, you can do this, you can do that, but be nice to Scullywug.
You can stop ants, you can squash bugs, but be kind to gullywugs.
Okay, so everyone just go after everything, because there's a couple stone golems, right?
There's one stone gullywug
who has
not attacked Ren yet.
Okay,
everybody
so
go
no
ahead
one,
and roll initiative.
Yeah. Woo!
I rolled a nat 1. A bitter applause. That one hurts to hear.
My initiative is 17.
I'm 16. In age and initiative.
Wow.
Sweet.
Okay. Down.
Let me see how much Ren has gotten fucked up.
Oh, gosh.
Ren, Ren has gotten hit by every attack.
Oh, no, your silks. Your silks are ripped and gnashed.
Ren has been hit for 70 damage. You see, he's just on the ground seizing. Oh, I regret my whole life.
Yeah, you look utterly destitute down there, bro.
Moonshine, that's your turn.
Oh, man, you know what? Okay, I'm going to... Can I run towards where the golems are attacking him? And, motherfucker, I'm going to heal him. Nah, you're right. You know what? I'm going to throw him away from them. Then cast a Guardian of Nature on myself. I got a fungal form. I'm going to run towards him, throw him away, fungal form. That means Pawpaw will at least get an attack because he's a little dire wolf now. So, Pawpaw, go after the ladybug. Pawpaw got a crit. Pawpaw got a nat 20.
Have you only rolled crits so far?
No, I rolled a 12 single check? My first thing.
Yeah, I know, but he got a 20 on his check, so a stent, like pretty much everything that has happened so far, you guys have crit on.
We're this kicking your ass, man.
Yeah, I'm getting that's what's happening.
Whomped.
Okay, so Papa hits for 16, and then the stone golem has to do a strength check. It has to be a 13 strength check or be knocked prone.
This, and you're doing this to the ladybug?
Ladybug.
You see the ladybug turns to you and goes, hit.
Have you come to this holy place to pray?
Yeah, on you.
See the ladybug? The ladybug just blinks. I was going to say something cool about how you should pray for a quick death, but I just feel
owned. So I actually beat you to it. Just for a second, I was like, oh no, what if you're like the good guy and I should be actually praying to you, but no, I stand by my word.
No, we are. We, the ladybugs, are vicious.
That's a shout out to the two crew on its saving throw.
Ladybug is prone.
Pawpaw dives up, bites into this golem's... I was going to say neck. Ladybugs don't have necks. Bites its face. It falls on the ground. Just starts like teetering like a turtle.
So go after that. You'll get advantage on those attacks.
Oh, okay.
You still have an attack, right? Or did you fungal form?
No, I fungal form. Okay. It takes action.
Bev, that is your turn.
Okay. I guess I'll go after the ladybug since I get advantage, but I want to use Ren as a springboard to launch forward.
You already have advantage on the attack, so I'll just give you super advantage by just saying you're doing a real good job, Caldwell.
Thank you.
I like you a lot as a friend. I think you're a good guy.
I appreciate you. I love the adventures and campaigns you take us on.
Yeah, hey. Thank you so much.
Can I do touch hands to Ren with my boots as I stomp on him and jump in the air?
Yes, I'll allow it to... You can attack and do that.
Okay, cool. So I'll go ahead and... You know what? He's a rich guy. I'm going to give him a poor amount of health.
Yeah!
I give him 15 HP.
Okay, sweet. You cool. Get him back up.
I only feel half dead now. Thanks, little weird boy.
You make it just so hard to like you. Okay, does a 21 hit?
It does hit the ladybug.
All right, cool. It just looks like a big chunk of stone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I will just do a normal divine smite on it then. Let's go ahead and do second level. Save my higher slots. Let me roll some dice here.
Struggle as you might, the ladybugs will wipe all other life from this earth.
Oh, that's your dream? That's your dream? That's
that
your vision?
That is my dream. It's just Behovia a world
filled with ladybugs.
Just ladybugs. Ladybugs flying around, flittering around. Crawling on various surfaces.
I'm kind of into it.
Yes. I represent the plight of the aphids. And I shall prevent you from fulfilling your dark dreams. That's 40 damage.
Greatly injure this ladybug, but it is still alive. It is tough. That is the...
My second attack.
Oh.
Dude, fuck you.
You guys started out this turn so friendly with each other.
Do I get advantage on this one, too?
Yeah, he's prone.
Heh heh.
Just upside down.
Ooh, I'm going to reroll that one.
Arguably lucky.
Yeah, arguably for sure. 25 to hit.
That hits.
Woo!
All right, I'll just do a normal attack this time. That's just 11 damage that time.
11 damage. That's nothing to a ladybug.
Your wing looks real messed up. Your spots are falling off. Are these painted on?
Are you a fucking what? Beetle?
Are you a fucking... You're a fucking beetle, aren't you? Are you a fucking beetle?
Don't say that word. I'm a ladybug.
You're a nasty little beetle.
You're a stink bug.
You freaky little beetle.
Okay, I'm not a... All right, technically, listen. Technically, I am a beetle. However, I was an extra in the movie Ladybug starring Rodney Dangerfield. So I am a ladybug in spirits. I am a ladybug. It adds up.
I'll tell you what. After I kill you, I'll reincarnate you into a ladybug.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check.
Die That's, with honor.
Is my greatest dream.
It's going to be 8.
You do not have those powers, witch!
That all right, is, that was your chance.
That is, while the ladybug is just this conniving villain, the ant is just a monster.
Ooh.
Just goes forward at
Does the ant know that he's not involved in your future plans?
The ant's cool, he can stay. ant goes forward, it's gonna bite at you, Moonshine. That is a...
20 AC, try.
22 to hit.
Does that hit if my AC's...
16 damage as it gores you with an ant talon. They're famous talons. Then it's going to try to kick you with an ant leg.
Careful, those are notoriously strong.
Wait, Rin, did you also study entomology? We could really use your help here.
Oh, yeah, the giant stone ants. Haven't heard of these ones, bud.
You're worthless, despite being so rich.
Misses with the kick. That is Ren's turn. Ren is going to turn himself invisible.
Coward!
I feel like you guys can handle this. I have all the faith in you.
Wait, I see a puddle forming in the corner. That must be him.
Missing himself in the corner.
Yeah, you see,
my dad said something about shit just rolling down your leg in a robe, and he's right.
That is... why do I have Bev written down twice? That's wrong.
Sounds good to me. Sounds great.
Bev, you get to go again. Weird.
Wow.
That is the ladybug's turn. Ladybug is going to get up from prone. Oh, you've done it now. and is going to...
honestly, I love your vision for the world. I just don't like how you're going about it.
You want to die so ladybugs can just roam around on various surfaces?
Oh, I can like your vision without actually wanting it to happen.
So confused by you, misses on the first slam attack, and misses on the second slam attack. Your worldview is baffling to me. Hard one, that is your turn.
Okay, what's this ant's deal?
This ant is just a monster.
I want to hit it with my hammer.
That's what you do.
That is a, 15 to hit.
You are not able to hit an ant. I'm sorry.
Cool. No, that's fine. You miss on ants all the time. They're tough little bugs. I'll try again. That is a 16 to hit.
You miss the ant again.
Let's try a different D20.
You also have luck points.
That's a crit, baby. I was starting to feel left out.
You had to earn it.
Critania.
Oh, dear me.
So many numbers.
Are you even remembering? You're just rolling so fast.
38 damage.
Ooh!
I think.
Could be.
I have no choice but to trust you.
Oh, that's 1,000 damage, yeah. So, that's crazy.
Weird. Mathematically impossible, but I'll take it. You messed the ant right up. That is the
Can I use my action surge to try to ride it?
A real Beverly move.
But no,
I respect it.
Go on. Yeah.
We're at a live show.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead and make an animal handling check. We know you're friend of the animals.
I actually did. It's one of my proficiencies. Yeah.
Is it really?
I'm allowed to make two random things proficiency as a fighter. So, yes.
And you made it animal handling?
I'm not sure if it's friend to animals.
That's okay. Never once come up.
I mean, you do. You handle them by sending them to hell.
Yeah.
That's true. You're kind of like off, animal man. Control.
That was only 11, but I'm going to use a luck point.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Hard one, I salute you.
That's another
you.
Nat 20.
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
That's what the luck points are for, guys.
Eat my crits, bitch.
Thank you. Great Critton, we love being here.
Great Critton.
This is a truly insane amount of crits. Hard one, you walk up to this stone goddamn monster.
I whisper in its ear in its native language. And set me as your master.
This stone monster smells your hand, smells like the recent blood of probably some horse you killed or something. And it suddenly feels way more comfortable. And you see it leans down and is going to let you ride it.
This is some Avatar shit.
This really is.
I'm so proud of you right now.
Although hypothetically, based on the riddle, I think we will have to kill it to open to get to the next stage.
Someone else is going to have
to
do it.
But you know what? Crush it with your thighs. Give it the death it so craves.
So hard one, yeah, you just straight up have this ant.
Sick.
That is back around to Moonshine's turn.
Okay, Pawpaw's going after Ladybug.
Where's Balnor? Excellent.
Wait. Oh my gosh, Balnor stayed at the hot tub.
Sorry, guys, still in a towel, changing into his armor as he runs up. I was also confused by the towel rules. I was going to run forward, take some cracks at... Ooh, Balnor crits.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Manchester.
Thank
Good
you.
Good Lord.
Holy shit.
Balnor does a combined 27 damage on his two attacks.
Yeah, buddy.
Sweet pea.
Messes this ladybug right up. Seems the tides have turned on the ladybugs.
I will spread your message throughout Bohemia, my queen.
That is back up to Moonshine's turn.
All right, I attack her. What?
Oh, we're talking about Peter, the puffin. Peter does not attack.
Peter!
He's a goddamn bird. And so, these are rocks.
Actually, thank you for yelling. Yeah. Peter, can Peter at least come and land on my shoulder on the end?
If you guys want Peter to potentially die, I'll let him attack.
Not I don't want
yet.
Him to attack.
Not yet. We're saving him.
The
You're
crowd,
sick.
The crowd has spoken. Peter is in the melee. He flies down. He
How
makes
could
a
you?
Beak attack. He makes a goddamn beak attack against a stone monster. He rolls a natural 2. He has a -2 to attack. He gets an actual 0. And he hurts himself.
You did this.
That is Moonshine's turn. Good day.
You're a fucking monster, man.
How could you? I lay a crick-infested whitefish at his grave.
I do a level 6 70 hit point heal on Peter. I'm just kidding. So Papa attacked before Peter went, and he got a 8, and then got to make another strength throw for the ladybug, or she'll be knock prone.
Rolls a 6, falls back down. It seems the tides are just permanently here for the ladybugs.
Are you sure
just
you want...
Just permanently in the wrong direction for
Your
the ladybugs.
Your kind ruling the earth doesn't seem that good.
Now Moonshine's going to use her great weapon fighter feat to do -5 to her attack to get potential +10 damage.
Jesus.
Wow.
And that's gonna fucking work out, dude. does a 22 hit?
22 does hit.
Okay. 39 damage. And my spores are for 18.
The spores don't do anything to stone, but you don't need it. Moonshine, go ahead and finish him.
Oh! Yeah! Well, I finish her, and because of my great weapon fighter feat, if I crit or kill as a bonus action, I get an extra attack. So,
you destroy this stone ladybug, yeah. And then you see this ant has turned like to kill you guys too, just thinking hard one is on its side.
No, flee, I beg you.
You see the stone golem, the stone gullywug goes,
"You must stomp ants."
I could convince him to join us.
There is no convincing an ant.
Hard what? One?
The
hard
ants one? Are ancient enemies of the gullywugs.
What kind of king are you?
I am a fucking golem. I'm not a king. I'm a guard, man.
Hard one, close your eyes and plug your ears.
Hard one wraps the towel around his head.
Is the ant, you hear Ren, is the ant dead yet?
Does a 27 hit?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be 20.
It is super hurt. Bev, that is your turn.
Okay. I want to run over to the gullywug golem, and I want to brush its teeth. I want to be kind to this gullywug.
You begin brushing the gullywug's teeth, and he goes,
"You have been kind to me. I shall not forget this."
"Will you aid us in destroying our friend's new pet?"
"I would love to kill an ant."
You see the gullywug golem walks forward?
No. Anthony, flee.
Stop naming them. This only makes it worse, Hard One.
You see, with two attacks, the gullywug golem pounds the ant into the ground, destroying its head.
Why am I cursed to lose everything I love?
Hey, at least this time you didn't kill it.
Too true.
So you guys have sufficiently stomped this ant, and you have squashed this ladybug, this bug. So you see the gullywug turns to you, Beverly.
"You have truly been kind to gullywugs. Here, take this."
And then really slowly vomits up a key and like,
"Oh. Ugh.
Okay. I help burp him like back. A baby."
Get it up, get it
catch
up.
Catch it, Ren, catch that. You're Ren. Gonna have to catch it, Ren. Get ready.
I hold out a towel and catch it.
Oh, no, get it on the towel.
You see Ren stays invisible.
Are you reading a magazine?
What? Yeah, you see the magazine floating in the air?
Fine.
No, it's a spell book.
It says play elf on it.
Oh. I just want to look at nudes.
Give me that magazine, you pervert. I put it in my pocket.
It's so, you roll it up, put it in your pocket, it sticks out. There's just a nude elf.
Might be a dwarf in the back.
Can I heal Peter?
Peter has not gotten hurt. Peter,
oh, I
Peter,
he got hurt
if
when
Peter
he
gets attacked
so
once, Peter will die. So, it's Gollum.
I can't lose another pet.
Yeah. This Gollum hands you a key. You see it has a little carving of a bullywug king on it. Oh. And yeah, it's this key. It's got like two little teeth on the end that look like bullywug teeth. Why not?
Oh,
two
yeah.
Perfect front just teeth.
So shiny.
It's coated in pearl. It's resplendent.
Oh my God.
Is there a keyhole anywhere?
You don't see a keyhole, but you do. You guys have not like investigated the throne or anything yet. You have not been like up to that area.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's get to that throne.
Cool.
Can we do some checks?
Yeah. Go ahead and give me a perception check.
Natural 3.
I got a 23.
23?
Not natural.
Mm. Ain't nothing natural about a 23.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up, they are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody. Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want, and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
You guys go up these steps, go to this platform with this throne, these two flaming sconces on each side. And Moonshine, you go up to investigate the throne. You see that there is some kind of like pad there, and you lift it up, and you do see that there is a keyhole underneath, like into the seat.
So it's like a bidet.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I think it's a toilet.
Oh, it's a bidet.
Yeah. Okay.
Ren
all right.
Takes a shit.
How do you still have to shit, man?
I don't know. Puffin just goes right through you.
Then stop eating it.
Okay. Yeah, I put the key in.
You put the key in. As you turn the key, you see it opens out, revealing a chute below.
Wee!
Did you just shout wee into the hole?
Yeah, does anything shout back?
You hear an... Moonshine, go ahead and give me an intelligence check.
I got a nat one.
Moonshine, you hear someone, a crick elf, from down there yells wee.
Head first.
Moonshine, you dive headfirst 30 feet.
I'm coming for you, Cooter.
You take 21 damage as you crash into a stone floor.
Cooter, where are you? I lay out Cooter treats.
What are those?
Oh, you lay out Cooter treats. Cooter does not come, and so you know Cooter's not there. Mm.
Cooter treats y'all, you just the
I
top
I shout
of-
up, y'all, Cooter ain't down here.
You guys hear Moonshine just echoing through the cave.
Okay, so now Moonshine is down there, so we're definitely going to have to go.
Yeah.
How long did she fall for based on her scream?
30 feet.
Okay. I'll cast Feather Fall on us so we can just like Sweet. Scoot down the chute.
I have the scoot ring, so I'll just, shoot. I'm going to scoop Ren and jump.
Okay, you hold Ren.
Hold me, hard one.
I'm going to let go.
Still be
I was shitting, wait!
You guys fall down the chute. You guys are on the temple's lower level now. You land on the stone floor with a thud. Above you, the chute is still open, so you have a little light here, but it is very dark down here, unnaturally so. You see, even dark vision does not allow you to see through the pitch blackness. It appears to be some kind of enchantment, but amongst the darkness, I see Emily like looking like she's gonna womp me. But I'm gonna finish my explanation. So amongst the darkness, you see a single shining light on a Gullywug King idol. It looks gold on first glance, but is a bit more yellowish, almost this radioactive looking color, and thrums with magical energy. It is on a short stone pillar on the other end of the room, about 50 feet away. It's so dark in here, you can't even see your feet on the floor. You can't see the walls. What do you guys do?
Can I try and like activate my sword to see if it casts like a gleam around us?
Sure. Go ahead and make, I'll say, a religion check.
I pray to Plore to turn on the dang lights. Ooh, religion you said?
Yeah.
That's going to be 24.
Nice.
thanks.
Hey, good job, buddy. You hold your sword up. It alights with holy light that undoes some of this unnatural darkness. You can still not see the walls on either side of you, but you do see it casts, I'll say, like a 25-foot radius, and you see that before the pillar, there looks to be some kind of pit. Like this is a trap. You couldn't see the floor because you would fall if you had just run forward haphazardly.
Okay.
While we're like getting our act together, I kneel down and I face Peter the Puffin and I give him the amulet and say, keep this safe. You need it more than we do.
Okay, and when we're done, I'll give it back to you for 25 gold.
A shrewd businessman.
You see, Papa starts to look jealous.
No, Papa, please. Papa, you know you're number one.
I make a necklace of Cheerios for Papa.
Papa, you're more of a public defender.
See, Papa turns from you.
Papa!
Rear.
I mean, you know the legal system in and out, but you use it for good, Papa.
You see, he holds up the Cheerios, and he points to the amulet. Rear.
Can I do another religion check to see if I can bestow the Cheerios with radiant energy?
Yeah.
Oh, God, please.
That's going to be a 21.
You know what? Now they're frosted Cheerios. And Papa begins eating them happily.
Wait, those are each... That's equal to a good berry. Be careful.
Just goes to town on them. So what do you guys do? So you see
so
this...
Do we see the edge of the pit or we just see the beginning of a pit?
Yeah, you see the edge of the pit, like the beginning of it. You don't see the end of it, no.
You don't see the end of it. Okay.
It might be a much bigger room. You guys don't know. What you guys see is the chute above you is casting some light down on you. You can see in like the immediate like 5 or 6 foot area around you with like orange light. And then Bev has held up his sword. You do not see anything you don't see walls at all.
Okay.
So there's more to this room and you see some kind of hole before you guys and the pillar.
Can I use produce flame to make a torch? Just doing that for real quick. Does it trigger anything making fire?
Go ahead and roll an arcana check because this is sort of an unnatural light.
Okay. arcana. Oh, that's going to be +0.5.
A 5.
Yeah.
You have a torch now. As you wave it, you see if you hold it up like, you know, right down on the floor, you can see the stone below you, but it is not casting any kind of, it is not casting the radius that it should.
Can you just pick me up and throw me and see where I land?
I toss Bev across the room.
Go ahead and make a strength check.
Gladly. That is a 17.
All right.
17. Okay.
Oh, wait, 18. Sorry.
Excuse me. Thank God.
Pardon me.
Beverly.
Yes.
You are... Hard One runs up to the... By the way, you guys see that the pillar is like 30 feet into this pit.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Hard One, you run forward. You throw Beverly.
Like a javelin, yeah.
Yeah, Beverly's wearing all this armor and everything. He is small, but, you know, with all the stuff on, he weighs 100 pounds. You toss 100 pounds. Super impressive. You toss it like 15 feet. Beverly, you start falling into the pitch blackness.
I use my whip to catch onto the side.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make an attack roll.
All righty. Nat 20.
Woo!
Oh. Woo, Kalukalay.
These dice are little performers.
Can we say with his nat 20 that I don't notice him whipping himself up onto the pillar?
Well, you killed him. You just killed your friend.
Knock it off, Ren. I threw him 30 fucking feet. Did you see that?
I get it. It's so that there's less people to split the treasure between. That's actually really smart. We should kill another one of us.
I kick Ren into the pit.
I'm fine. Hard One's toss was really good.
So
super far.
Beverly, you whip your whip Simon Belmont style.
Oh, yeah.
Around, yeah, one Castlevania fan. Whip the whip around the stone pillar in the center of the room, mm-hmm. And you're able to pull yourself over there, and you are right next to this idol now.
Okay, so this is the idol with like the glowing stone in its center.
And is there pit all around it?
Beverly can tell you that yes.
There's pit all around it.
Oh, now you have your sword.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah.
You see, 25 foot radius around the pillar. It is all pit in both directions.
Can I try and like chuck a rope so people could get across? Or I guess like 30 feet, someone could misty step for sure. But should I just like try and grab this and misty step back? I'm shouting this to them.
You hear Ren goes,
yeah, just get it, bring it over here, unless you want to die, because that would, we could split it between like four people, which is great.
You're just so cavalier about that, man.
What?
You know, there's lots of ways we can split it between four people. I dangle Ren over the pit.
Can I do an inside check to see if this thing's going to come alive and try and gulp me down if I take this jewel off it?
Go ahead and make an inside check.
Holy shit.
That's another nat 20.
That's insane. Murph, Caldwell's dice is broken.
I know.
What do you want to do, man?
I cooked it before we came on stage.
Yeah,
I'll
baby.
Admit it.
Okay, so Bev, with a nat 20, I'll say your sword.
That was an 11.
Your sword glows a bit brighter, and you see the wall at the edge of the room, and you see that there are holes mm-hmm. through which spears are pointed out. And it looks like they're lining the walls. Like they're just everywhere. Like this is some serious Indiana Jones shit.
Okay.
And Ren goes, oh, it's perfect for my outfit.
I don't think he wore velour, Ren.
What?
Y'all, as soon as I pull out this gem, I'm pretty sure that spikes are going to try and crush us on one or possibly both sides. So I guess just get your spells prepped and get your taints clenched because we're going to need to make a run for it, okay?
Okay.
I clench my taint.
Are we running up back through the chute?
If we can try and scramble up that chute, that might be the best way.
All
Papa,
right,
what do you think?
Rear.
Papa just eating Frosted Cheerios, not paying attention.
All right, let's do it.
We shouldn't have given him sugar.
Misty step back.
All right. I wrench out this gem and misty step back to where they are.
Sweet. Bev, as soon as you grab it, the pillar in the middle of the room collapses under you. If you were holding on to that when you pulled, you would have fell into the pit below.
Oh.
You hear it crashes and sizzles. There's some kind of acidic liquid down below, and the spears start shooting. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative.
Ooh. Okay. 23. Also not nat.
Nat 1. Oof. Turns into a 5, though. You know, I'll take that.
It's all 20s and 1s tonight.
I know.
It's crazy.
Dice Christ and the Dice Devil are out. 14.
Hard One, you are first. The spears, you hear like something clicking into place, but nothing has shot yet. Hard One, that is your turn.
It is
30 feet up the chute. Beverly is 20 feet away from like the chute. He's at the edge of the pit.
Got it. I don't see where that clicking is coming from, do I? I just hear what...
No, you just hear it, yeah.
I guess I'll just hold a reaction.
Great.
Smart and
admirable.
Boring.
You hear spears flying through the air.
Oh, I thought it was clicking into place like they were about to go.
And now they are.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And you're ready for them.
Okay. That is a 25 to hit Bev.
Oh, sorry, that do. Good roll, friend.
15 damage. Go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
21 to hit Moonshine.
It hits.
Brian?
No way.
Did you get
my dear sweet friend? That is another natural 20.
That's baffling. No!
What?
Did you just throw that blessed dice into the crowd?
They deserve it more than I do.
Yeah.
I would have bought that off.
If it is... If it is weighted, feel free to at me. We'll retcon this whole thing.
Take it home and roll it.
That is 19 damage to Moonshine. Go ahead and give me a con saving throw. And a 19 to hit Hard One. Hard One, you do not get hit. Balnor does get hit.
Constitution save, I got 22.
You pass. Beverly obviously passes.
Woohoo!
Balnor gets hit for 17 damage, but passes his con saving throw. Ren is invisible, so they roll with disadvantage to try to hit him.
Still.
They miss Ren.
Are you brave?
You're wearing sunglasses. Everyone can see you.
Bev, that's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to activate my Yippy Skippy boots and just hightail it for that shoot.
Sweet. Go ahead and give me an athletics check as you climb up the chute. You got to do kind of like Spider-Man style.
That is a, you said athletics?
Yeah.
23.
Goodness. Bev, you hop up, you get most of the way up. You just, hands on both sides and just start disturbingly quickly moving up this chute.
You got to move like this.
Peter the Puffin vomits watching you.
Well, I don't know why. That makes me upset.
That is more spears. They are going to... They shoot at everybody who's still in the room. Mrs. Moonshine.
Yeah.
22 to hit Hard One.
That misses.
Does it really?
A 20?
22?
Oh, no, that hits.
17 damage to Hard One. Go ahead and give me a con saving throw.
Yeah, that's like 27.
You're fine.
Ish.
It feels fine.
Okay.
Mrs. Wren, Mrs. Balnor.
Whew.
That is Balnor's turn. Balnor is going to try to do what Bev's doing.
That's weird, bud, but I'm going to do my best.
You got to splay your legs.
Balnor way slower going up.
No, that's you got to splay.
Oh, my hips, Bev. I got bad hips. My hip flexors. Just absolutely no flexibility. He's going all arms and just grunting. Just Balnor, super red
face. Use your legs, man.
You got to wake up and stretch with us, Dad.
Gets up 20 feet just using all arm strength. that is Moonshine's turn.
Moonshine's turn? Okay. I'm going to go ahead, just to be totally sure, going to cast a jump on Hard One. So you'll probably be able to just jump right up. And then I'll just start climbing up.
Sweet. Go ahead and make an athletics check.
Okay. 17.
17. Sweet. What is your movement?
My movement is 35.
Sweet. With a dash action, you mimic Beverly. You actually get past Balnor. It's super rude.
Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. I just, hey. Ladies first. Ladies
I'm
first.
Really struggling here. If you could just
grab something from the bag of holding while I'm here. Thanks. Yeah.
You push Balnor.
And also I put Pop on my bib and I invite Peter the leader into my bib. Y'all got to play nice
careful.
In there, okay?
You hear them instantly fighting.
Whoa.
Hard One,
I'm almost dead already.
Did you use your reaction yet?
Not yet.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Then that is Ren's turn. Ren is going to cast Fly on himself. And fly up.
Good luck, Hard One.
Hey, Ren, if you had done it at like a higher level, you could have cast it on more
But
people,
then I would
right?
need to do a level 4 and I only have 9th level spells.
Did you somehow buy spells?
What?
I hate you, man. I don't know where you are, but you suck.
Ren flies up. That
is. Is it back around to me?
It's back. I mean, it's always to you whenever you want to move.
Tight. Ooh. I guess I'll jump now.
You just casually jump, just like poison-tipped spears fly by you.
It's a athletics check?
With jump, if you would like to do a jump check with advantage, you can just make it look cool.
See if you do a flip.
You get up no matter what, but it's going to look like a struggle if you do bad.
I got a 19.
That's not that good.
What are you talking about?
At this level, man, be honest. You can do better.
You know, actually, it was a little bit more than it was a 22.
Okay, no, yeah. See.
I mean, I rolled a nat, yeah, it was bad. It was a great roll. It was a middling roll.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't shame him on foreign soil.
And I frankly resent this conversation. We have to have a united front here. A position of strength. We're representing America.
It's in a bad
lose
way.
To you fuckers. Are you still bitter?
Hard one. You jump up. What do you do as you jump up?
I flip off the queen.
You know we have like a work visa, right?
No, I would never flip off mama.
That's true. Melora saved the queen.
You guys have all gotten back up to this first level of the temple. You rush outside. You see the temple is like collapsing all around you. There's this earthquake as this idol has been activated, been stolen. You guys dive out.
Can I grab a piece of the ladybug rock?
Yes,
sure.
Thank you.
Oh, Bev notices the heritage site sign right next to the temple. Oh, okay. I turn that around.
You jump.
It just looks lived in now.
You jump out of the temple as it is destroyed, as it completely falls apart. You roll down the steps as the archway crumbles and turns into a pile of rocks and boulders. And as you guys catch your breath, Bev, you pull out this idol of this gullywug, and suddenly it begins floating and speaking.
You have committed a great atrocity this day.
Seriously? Why do you think we were trying to go in there? You thought we were just going to hang out in there?
Just as if it's a recording, just keeps powering through you talking.
You have vandalized our holy land and stolen from us. There is only one way to make this right.
You see Ren just grabs it and throws it on the ground and smashes it into like 5 bits.
Cool, now we have 5 pieces of Arcanium. Isn't this great?
I feel like we should have heard that thing out. You gotta read the terms and conditions, man.
What, it's a weird little frog, man. What's he gonna do, rib it at me?
I guess I wait and see if anything happens.
Yeah, I kinda wanna know what the consequence of us stealing this idol is.
Yeah.
You guys wait outside the temple. You see the temple is completely destroyed. The idol is destroyed. Ren just like with a skip in his step has like the Arcanium, puts it in his pocket and starts skipping back to town.
You're a bad guy, man.
What? They're frogs.
I take off my towel and I whip him with it.
Oh, why? Whoa. Don't do that to a fresh towel. How dare you?
There are more purposes for a towel than you could ever know.
I think I know. I'm a high elf. I know every purpose for every towel.
While we're here, I would like to reincarnate this ladybug to be, or this beetle to be a ladybug.
How many hours does that take?
1 hour.
What do we have to do?
Yeah, take it to the hot tub.
You wait.
Oh, that's
okay.
True. I can reincarnate it in the hot tub. I'll wait till the hot tub to reincarnate.
Oh, sweet. I'm going to call my dwarf daddies.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, let's go to the hot tub.
Okay, so you guys follow Ren back. Ren takes you back to his family's home overlooking the ocean. There are various air elemental servants bringing out trays of food and wine. And you guys go out into the hot tub. And
hope you guys don't mind if I roll deep. I'm going to call my dwarf daddies and invite them into the hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is sweet, man. You just...
Told you I'd hook it up.
That's yeah. Right.
Can I conjure animals and just conjure some cute otters for the hot tub?
Yeah. You conjure cute otters that hold hands and float in the hot tub. And you see Ren tries to join you in the hot tub.
Oh my God, disgusting, ew! Otters, my greatest fear!
They're universally adored.
Are you still otters? Invisible?
They're disgusting. We were going to have some otter with our puffins for dinner.
You kill every cute animal.
What?
Get out. Will you show me to your
kitchen? Don't boo me.
Will you show me to your kitchen?
Who are you talking to, Ren?
You see, Ren just looks off into the...
Does anyone else hear a bullywug king just booing you?
Oh, you're cursed, buddy.
What?
Yeah, you're
super
cursed.
Impossible.
Ren, can you show me to your kitchen?
Yeah. Wait. Ren goes,
kitchen?
What? Oh, that room where like the servants go and stuff?
Yeah.
Where they make food magically up here? Why would I know where that is?
All right, I get a servant to show me the kitchen and I free all the animals.
You go in there, you see there were puffins ready for slaughter. You open it up and Peter goes, run free, my people, or rather, fly really low. And the puffins fly away.
Join them, Peter. Join your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, start a new society.
I don't think they'll have much to talk about. I think I'm going to spend the rest of my life super bored just thinking about stuff. Goodbye, everyone. I still have Bev's amulet. Flies away.
I look at the amulet one last time.
Moonshine looks at the amulet as it flies away.
Gotta get a walk in.
It's returned to its rightful owner, Beverly.
You know what? I always knew it'd end up this way. Exactly this way. Should we beat up Ren?
I dunk Ren in the hot tub.
Stop! Yeah, you push Ren. I had my phone in my pocket.
So, what's the game plan with this Arcanum, or what, is that what it's called?
Arcanium. Yeah.
How are you planning on moving this product?
Well, it's not drugs.
Then what the fuck did I come here for? This?
I snot rocket a bunch out of my nose.
This is a cord damn bait and switch.
You can use money to buy drugs if you want, I guess. I don't know.
I want that. I do.
I guess go out on the beach and find a drug dealer or something. I don't know. This is like a powerful magic item. You can use it to cast spells. You can maybe do like a wish or something if you have enough.
I dunk him again.
Really?
Oh, we can wish for Arcane, Moonshine.
Wait.
Moonshine, yeah. I have an idea.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. I'll follow your lead.
You guys see, after a bit, you guys are out in this hot tub discussing how you're going to buy drugs with this
you have to
fortune.
Go up, chill.
Just an element thought to never be seen again in Bohemia. You just have it, and you're going to use it to buy drugs. And you guys see, after a bit, it begins raining. And then it begins raining harder.
Usually a good sign.
You see the
We're
hot
still
tub.
Still in the hot tub though, right? No,
is
lightning.
Overflowing.
Are the otters falling off?
You need to catch the otters as they start to go off.
Get in.
Elementals,
get in,
give us an umbrella.
Run in, get you an umbrella instantly. Flies inside out. Bev, go ahead and give me a dex saving throw to not fly off. Like
you Mary Poppins
this is something
boy.
That would happen to Bev. Is dying
That's
Mary
insane.
Poppins style. No, it's not. Throw that dice into the crowd.
This is
throw
a new
that
dice.
Goddamn. Throw it into the crowd.
No, I want to keep this one.
Okay. Another nat 20.
That's another nat 20.
Bev, you're.
Crazy.
Your fucking umbrella. Kalu Kale. Kalu Kale, goddamn it.
Beverly Togold, practically perfect in every way.
Beverly, you see your umbrella glows with the light of Pelor and does not turn inside out while everyone else's does.
Hey, guys, I think I have a new amulet.
I will say the umbrella
now works like the amulet, yeah.
Wow.
Beverly, yeah, you have a holy umbrella.
Oh.
So you guys see the storm starts to get very bad. You guys have to get inside. You see that it escalates to the point that wind is knocking over trees, pulling some of the smaller ones out of the ground. You see a bunch of air elementals and lesser wizards are running around the island trying to reinforce buildings with magic. You see big chunks of hail smashing into the windows. You see a few hillside bungalows are washed away in a mudslide and get sucked into the ocean. The whole house creaks and shifts until finally you see the infinity hot tub collapses. And you hear the dwarven daddies go, "No!"
What have we done?
As they reach out.
Rin, do you have some like scotch tape or something?
What?
It's gonna have to be ducks, Bev.
Yeah, we're gonna need some duct tape or like a gorilla glue, perhaps.
Yeah, you see air elementals and stuff are trying to keep the house together. You see shingles are moving off of the roof. And you guys are all kind of blown up against the wall, and you see, as you look out onto the sea, amongst the storm, is the silhouette of a gullywug wearing a crown. Stands atop a large rock out in the ocean, and you hear a booming voice go,
"Despite our warnings, you have not been kind to gullywugs."
Can you say that again?
Yeah.
You.
Can I summon two dolphins to hold his mouth straight?
Dolphins jump out of the ocean, grab his cheeks.
"Despite our warnings, you have not been kind to gullywugs. You are lower than ants, crueler than ladybugs, and you must pay for your sins. With blood, I demand a sacrifice by morning, or I will destroy your island."
You can have a sacrifice right now.
Yeah, literally right now.
Everyone relax.
You know what? So this stuff works like a wish spell?
You would need to be able to cast a wish spell.
Oh, okay. I see.
Do we have to combine them all to cast a wish spell, or does it have enough energy?
You would need to combine it all and have somebody who can cast a wish spell. You can't cast a wish spell.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, Ren, it's looks like it's on your shoulders, bud.
But wait, if we're going to sacrifice someone, shouldn't it be someone who is worth less?
Worthless, if that makes sense? Yeah, like you.
Me?
Yeah.
How would you measure that, Ren? How would you measure the quality of someone's worth?
Yeah, I'd love to hear.
If there's an objective way to do it, you just look at how much money they have and there's just a number.
All right, yeah, let's kill whoever has the most.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You see Ren casts Time Stop. And you guys see Ren disappears.
Do we get to resist it or is it just automatic?
He just casted a spell. You don't know. It doesn't do anything to you guys.
Locate creature. I want to locate Ren.
How far can that be?
It's 1,000 feet.
1,000 feet?
1,000 feet.
Ren is downstairs. hiding in a cabinet. You even, the other people who didn't cast a spell here are like,
All right, y'all, what do we want to do in this situation?
I think we take back what's ours, and you know, I don't want to hurt Ren any
yeah,
more than
I don't
he's hurt
want
himself.
To either. Yeah.
Let's just go get that last piece and try and maybe we can like wish for another Ren to sacrifice, so we'll at least still get the satisfaction of sacrificing a Ren.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Okay. I guess we head downstairs.
Sweet. You head downstairs. You see that Ren's father has also walked back into the house.
Oh, you're just in time. We had some dwarfins that were brought in. They're going to cook us a nice dinner, some puffin.
You see like 10 dwarfins come in. We are happy to cook in the kitchen, I guess.
You son of a bitch.
What?
My brothers and sisters, cooking my brothers and sisters. What are we, cannibals?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When this day is over, I lean to the dwarfins. This will be your island. and I just like tackle Rin.
So I've made this very difficult for myself.
Yep.
You are tackling Rin, not Ren.
Daddy Rin.
Okay.
Yeah, Rin.
Go ahead and make an athletics check. It's not hard. He's weak.
Only an 18.
Bev, you form tackle him, and he crashes into the ground and hits his head super hard, is stunned, and can't cast a spell immediately. Oh, what? No! You see the dwarfins instantly bounce on him?
He was super rude to us so fast.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Just absolutely get in there. Give him some serious noogs.
Just start fucking pounding on him.
All right, we're poor spores. Y'all, are we trying to actually sacrifice someone here?
I don't know whose side I'm on.
I know.
Demand a sacrifice.
Where did the dolphins go? Dolphins, come back. You have a job.
We demand a sacrifice.
You know, maybe Leader Peter wants to die.
Oh, he was feeling real, but he just left.
Really bored.
He flies real fast.
Couldn't we just wish for this guy to go away?
We're not allowed to wish.
Oh, we need Ren to wish. You're right.
All right, Ren, Ren, hi, we're staying outside the closet door. It was not a good getaway.
Oh, hi. Oh, no.
I cast Entangle on the door, so he's stuck in there now, and he can't time stop again.
So here's the thing. I can't cast a wish spell because I used my 9th level spell to cast time stop to get away from responsibility.
Uh-huh.
Also, I want to keep my Arcanium, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Can we just give the Arcanium back to the Bullywug?
But why would he's a frog?
Okay, I rip open the cabinet door.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Maybe we just sacrifice all the Arcanium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This seems too powerful for anyone to have.
Everyone relax, okay?
You know
Let's
what?
Think about this. We can give up Balnor. What? Who's that guy?
Okay.
I hear weird voices in my head just booing me.
I grab Ren by the collar. We go out to the Bullywog, and I say, what if instead of a human sacrifice, you got a really sick house?
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check with advantage.
Nat 20.
Good Lord.
Amazing.
You my God.
How many crits have we had tonight?
Well, what we did, we went to a restaurant and we put all our dice in malt vinegar last night.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You can't get that in America.
I also prayed to Christ all night, too.
Dice Christ or regular Christ?
Both, honestly.
You guys see, as you drag Ren out, talk about the sick house, you see the Gullywug... looks at you, the Gullywug King, still raining. As you say this, you see the rain begins to calm down to a drizzle, and he goes, will you help me fix the infinity hot tub?
Absolutely. As long as you don't eat the otters that live in it.
You guys have to be vegans.
We will eat only our natural enemies, ants and the cruel, cruel ladybugs.
I don't know. I love ants.
I'm going to have to be firm on this one. I hate ants. I will kill an ant if I see an ant.
Could you eat beetles that have been painted to look like ladybugs?
You see whispers to another Gullywug peeks out, turns back.
We could do that as a substitute for ladybugs, but not for ants.
Okay, I haven't cared about ants for that long. That's fine.
Can I cast Create Food and Water and make a beautiful buffet of beetles painted like ladybugs?
Yeah.
Ooh, I also stocked that. Let's do it, Tams, too.
Yes! And maybe we make some ants, but they're like chocolate ants.
You make a little platter of chocolate.
No, ants on a log.
You make ants on a log. Is it actual ants on an actual log, or is it raisins on, what is it, celery?
It's raisins. I imagine raisins, they're
raisins,
eyesight.
Please. I go on a quick solo mission to drive all the ants from the land. Go where you're free, brothers.
Hard One wanders off. You guys don't see him for the rest of the session.
Long live the Ant King.
You see the Gullywug goes, well, if my... Wait, doesn't talk like that anymore. Dolphins are still pinching his cheeks.
Well, if my people are protected and we can have our ancestral land back, then my work here is done. You see, disappears in a flash of light, and you see a bunch of Gullywugs begin appearing in the ocean. Just these like purple little frogs poke their heads up out of the water. You see there's little ones, little peepers.
Aww. Thank you so much for saving us.
This is your new temple. This is your new home.
I want to go in the hot tub.
Get in there.
And you see Ren, and you see as you're holding Ren out, he goes, wait, no, we already kicked these people out. Why are you bringing them back?
Oh, you were not truthful with us, sir.
I didn't say I didn't kick out a frog community to build our luxury condos.
Ren, do you have a ninth? Do you have ninth level spells?
You're talking to Ren.
Oh. Well, does Rin have ninth level spells?
Yeah, you see the dwarfins are still pounding on Rin. Yes, why?
If we can get Ren's arcanum, then we could get a wish spell, and we could get you a big amp.
Moonshine. Nothing would give me greater joy than to finally have an ant. To call my very own.
You have no father, no mother, no uncle, but you do have an aunt.
Let me mount an aunt, Moonshine. A wish spell would never be better used.
Under duress, Rin uses the Arcanium to cast a wish spell and summons a gargantuan ant.
Leap up! Leap up, young dwarfins! Ride into the sunrise with me.
Are you becoming a school bus driver?
I am.
Hard one. You get on top of this giant ant. It's like big. It like instantly destroys Ren's house. Just this giant ant. You get on top of it. You see all of these dwarfins climb up and join you. And then you just hear a chorus of Gullywugs going, truly, the gods shine upon us. We've gotten back our ancestral home and a fine meal.
No, you guys see.
Please, I dig my heels into it really hard.
Frogs appear in the ocean.
Run.
And begin descending on the island.
I guess Longstrider on the ant.
As Hardwon and the dwarfins ride off into the sunset.
I cast
and that's where we'll end our session. Thank you so much, Manchester. It was so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You guys.
It's the end of the show, everybody, and that means we need to shout out our benevolent Council of Elders.
Y'all so good to us.
Starting with Brad D., Dylan B., Danny P., Steelbreaker, and Spencer Caskbrew, 5 plump, juicy crawdads who gave their life to help make Moonshine's Heroes Feast even more delicious. Rest assured, friends, your brown was not spilled in vain.
Next up, we got Beardman Dan, Adam R., Danielle the Dastardly Dame, and Alucard, Ren's 4 butlers that help him get ready for bed every night. Each of them is in charge of a single shirt sleeve or pant leg. He used to have a 5th butler that put it on his sleeping cap, but since his family was kicked out of Gladeholm, he's had to cut back.
Tragic. Haldor Frostback, Multifor, Jordan DJ, Jeffrey S., and Cutter W., 5 druids who are all part of the Circle of Friends. They draw power from their connections to each other and wild shape into a muscular version of whoever posted most recently in the group text chain.
Schubert the Mushroom, Elena C., Mixologist Michael McD., Andrew M., and Balnor's Boy, the only real-life humans to have a +4 intelligence. They can't cast spells, but They're super good at remembering people's names, and you could probably, they could help you build a gaming computer if you ask them really nicely.
Justin I, Jacob C, Elena M, Mick Pox, and Jostrich, a group of Christmas carolers who are on a journey to stop Theala through the power of song. They also each have +10 Vorpal swords in case singing about a holiday doesn't do the trick.
Daniel R, Destin C, Devin B, Jibe G, and Earl and Kathleen L, 5 of Jens Lindell official's Trinstagram followers. They all follow Jens on accident and keep meaning to block him, but are worried that Jens would personally DM them if they did.
And he would. Sergio Salazar, Solomon Sakarias de Sequani, Michael L., Sam H., Trele the Crayfay, and Jory S., 5 Gullywugs who were imprisoned by the Gullywug government for their controversial stance that you can be kind to Gullywugs and also not squash ants or bugs. They are each expected to receive a life sentence without parole.
Next up, we got Adam H., Ryan, Aaron G., Jake L., and Zach C., the architects behind Teehee Wee, a gnomish-run amusement park with super scary rides of super suspect construction.
Big Buck, Richard X. Machina, Sam L., and Troy McSee, the flight deck for the Astral Plane, a super slick private jet that flies only the richest and most privileged to the Astral Plane. It takes 3 days and is way less efficient than teleportation, but they let you smoke inside and the booze is free.
Nice. Dom R., Josh S., Nicholas C., and Caleb Storm, the auto body shop where Jens Lindell is getting his Porsche detailed. It turns out he wasn't lying.
Ooh. Mike H., Matthew E., Samuel B., and Tilford G., a flock of moonicorns currently urinating onto a vine of moon grapes, giving them their distinctive moon wine flavor.
Yum! Aaron C., Bohemia's fiercest Ellen D., TJM, the gnome barbarian, and Trast the Traveler, a team of battlemaster fighters who all took the fainting attack maneuver and spend every fight fainting at their enemies. It's so frustrating. Most enemies surrender before they even get knocked out.
Anime Intellect, Zolo Dolo, Larissa J, and Dylan CM, the wannabe DM, the producers of Teehee Me, the hit television show that looks at famous Bohemian family trees and find out that they all have a little gnome in them after all.
Ain't that fun? Colton B, J, CC Lulu, Aiden R.H., a group of crick elves who infiltrated a Christmas bush nursery and awakened all the bushes to try to bring awareness to the wanton waste that is Christmas bush tradition.
I'm Hopeless, Timmy R., Alex M., Aaron Sully, and Eric G., a group of ant scholars who claim that the Gullywugs have given them a bad rap. They're writing a book about great ants in history, including a hyper-intelligent awakened ant from Esri who did groundbreaking work in magical science. They're gonna leave out the part where they worked with Duddle, though.
Yeah, that's smart. Lucas B., Ruben A., Jordan L., and Talith X., Ren's rich friends, who would drive around with him in a magical convertible, pegging poor people with gold coins. They considered this charity work.
Austin M.R., Just a Pissed Off Triss, a.k.a. Touch It, Kaylee, Elise, and Barnzenator, 4 Puffin Paladins, who now follow Peter, the bearer of Pelor's amulet. They wear full suits of armor, carry little swords, and are devoutly religious. It's adorable.
Devin W., Shanoa B., Jared E., and Persephone. Ooh, that has a good ring to it. A crew of dolphins who have been hired to follow the Gullywug King around, holding his cheeks so that he'll sound more eloquent with his threats. Since the dolphins got involved, fear of retribution has gone up 30%, and sacrifices are up a whopping 50%.
Reese N.S., Eric and Andrea B., Charo Arcadius, and Jay Parker, the singers of the Bohemian Billboard Top 10 hit Green Teen Dirtbag. Whether it be karaoke night at the tavern or blasting from a solo cup on a walking day, you're bound to hear this tune whenever good times are to be had.
Steven C., Maxwell C., Mike K., Omri M., and Callum L., a family of unfortunate elves who just happened to have been on Ren's Island the same weekend as the Band of Boobs. They showed up expecting margaritas, but all they got was otherworldly storms and gullywog attacks. They did briefly get to use the Infinity hot tub, though, so that was cool.
Scott D, Nothor the Prodigy Ranger, Shane B, the Pinch, and Dan, the Gullywug engineers tasked with rebuilding the temple that the Band of Boobs destroyed. They are not looking forward to it. A lot of those tiles were handmade, just a real headache all around.
Richard C, Karen T, Curtis S, Michael C, and BJL, the new Troll Kings of the Feywild. There's really only supposed to be one, but they couldn't stop killing each other, so they felt like it was the easiest option.
Nikki W., Andrew B., Christopher B., Barris and Ken of the Wizard's Tower, Nicholas P., and Robert F., Ryan the Rams, brothers and sisters, it was a big litter, and they all live happy and fulfilling lives, though none are as content and safe as their brother Ryan.
Kevin M., Angel B., Raul N., I Am the Atlas, and Ryan of Clan Coogan. Old Cobbs, all synchronized swimming team. The V's in this group were vicious, but the judges were always kind.
Maribel, the kitty morphing gnome, Esme M., Robert, Jens Christian T., and Joe McGee, students in Martha Togold's Baking Academy. They are crushing it, and Martha is about to finally reveal the secret ingredient, love. Also, butter.
Meta Amps, Mr. Hydroids, Atticus C., Tom S., Casimir, the all-knowing, and Mateo C., Handy Andy's friend group. The folks on this list include a disembodied foot, a butt, a cheek, and an ear, a solid crew.
Luke H., Jonathan from Crickfield, Kelvin Noodles, and finally Grace G., percussion, bass, rhythm guitar, and frontman in the band that recorded If I Fillet Here. May they live forever in our collective memory.
Thank you to all of y'all.
Yes, thank you to all of our Council of Elders, all of our listeners, and all of our Patreon subscribers. We'll be back next week with another episode. In the meantime, you can head on over to our Patreon to listen to the after show, The Short Rest. We'll catch you guys next time.
Bye, sweeties. That was a HeadGum podcast.